Banks lobby to slow stablecoin law as Agora races for federal charter. U.S. banks are lobbying Congress to slow down the next phase of stablecoin rulemaking, according to reporting from CoinDesk on April 29, 2026. At the same time, dollar stablecoin issuer Agora is moving in the opposite direction, pushing to secure a federal charter before the regulatory framework hardens around it. Two clocks are running. One is being slowed on purpose. The other is being sprinted on purpose. The gap between them is where the next phase of U.S. stablecoin policy will be decided. Why banks want a slower bill? Bank trade groups have spent the past year watching stablecoin issuers move money in ways that look a lot like deposits without the deposit-side regulatory load. Their argument to Congress is that the current bill text gives non-bank issuers too much latitude on reserves, redemption guarantees, and access to Federal Reserve master accounts. The lobbying ask is not to kill the legislation. It is to extend the comment period, force additional study sections, and split out the sections that give stablecoin issuers operational parity with insured depositories. Each of those moves on its own buys weeks. Stacked together, they can push final passage past the next legislative window. For banks, time is the asset. Every additional month delays the moment a Tether or Circle competitor can plug into payment rails on the same terms a chartered bank uses today. What Agora is actually racing toward Agora is one of the newer entrants in the institutional dollar stablecoin category, with a focus on yield-bearing reserves and treasury-grade issuance partners. The company's charter push, if approved, would put it inside the federal regulatory perimeter ahead of the broader stablecoin bill becoming law. The strategic logic is clean. A federal charter granted under existing authority is harder to unwind than one granted under a brand new statute. It also gives Agora a regulatory moat that arrives weeks or months before competitors who are still waiting for Congress to finish. Whether the charter comes through depends on how the relevant federal regulators read their existing authority. The application is a bet that they will read it broadly. The collision the timeline creates if banks succeed in slowing the bill and Agora succeeds in securing its charter, the resulting picture is messy. A small number of stablecoin issuers will be operating under federal banking supervision while the comprehensive statute is still in committee. Issuers without charters will be left waiting for a bill that bank lobbyists are actively trying to delay. That is exactly the outcome bank trade groups are trying to avoid, and exactly the outcome Agora is trying to lock in. Both moves are rational. They cannot both win. For users, the practical result is that regulated stablecoin stops being a single category. There will be charter holders, applicants, offshore issuers, and bank-issued products, each with different reserve rules and different consumer protections. The stablecoin segment of the crypto cards landscape is already fragmented across USDC, USDT, and a growing list of yield-bearing issuers, and this regulatory split will deepen those distinctions. What this means for the cards and payment side, most of the cards' spend node tracks now route through stablecoin balances at some point in the spending flow, even when the front end shows a fiat amount. That makes the identity of the underlying issuer matter more than it used to. A federally chartered issuer has predictable redemption terms and a clear supervisor. An issuer waiting on a stalled bill does not. If you are choosing a card whose top-up rail leans on a single stablecoin, the issuer's regulatory standing is now part of the product, not a footnote. Holders of Visa network cards routing stablecoin settlement will see the same underlying issuer choice surface again the next time their provider updates terms. There is also a custody dimension. If you spend from your own wallet with a self-custody crypto card, the card provider is not holding your stablecoin reserves, but the issuer of the stablecoin you spend still is. The legal status of that issuer is what determines what happens to your balance if it gets in trouble.